Welcome to another episode on the Thirsty Sisters TTS. I'm Sylvia.
I'm Nina.
And by the way, okay, before we get to the ASMR sound, you must be wondering, oh my gosh, we have two episodes this week. Well, that's because our new producers, the Zoomers, are very enthusiastic.
Yes, yes.
And they say that, girls, you must relaunch with a ba-bang. And like, the first episode is more cash. So this second episode, you got to be talking about what you really want to talk about, which is what we are going to be talking about.
Yes.
But before that, ASMR sound of the day. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
If you are watching this on YouTube, it's a fortune cat mask that Sylvia got.
Oh, the sound.
Wow. Oh, God.
Got sound.
The snapping sound. Oh, yo.
Ta-da. Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's it.
Okay, yeah. All right, then.
It's nice, right?
It is very nice.
So I would like to say that ever since the ministry says that, you know, we got to be watching out for the mask that we wear.
Yes.
Right? And try to wear these kind of three-ply ones instead of the cloth ones. Mm-hmm. I have been very unmotivated to wear the surgical blue because I'm not a doctor. Mm-hmm. I am not a nurse. I do not want to wear that because it doesn't match any of my outfits. So, recently I went shopping and it has brought me great joy to buy printer disposable masks. And this is my current favorite print.
Tell me, how has it changed your life?
It has changed my life drastically. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, instead of going out and thinking, oh, I have to wear a mask.
Yes.
Now I go out and be like, oh yes, I can wear my kitty mask. Yeah.
Wow, it's really perspectives that we are talking about here.
Yes, really.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, brings me great joy, especially when I throw the trash. Like, yes, I can wear the mask for 5 seconds.
Okay. Wow, you're so motivated, sis.
I'm very motivated.
I'm inspired already.
You have to
yes.
be. And with that, we're going to be entering today's episode. So, one day, I was sitting down.
Right.
And I realized, oh my gosh. Why do I have so much self-doubt?
Okay.
Why am I always trying to go on a diet to lose weight?
Mm-hmm.
And why this and why that? And I suddenly realize it all boils down to me as a woman feeling that I'm not enough.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And knowing the thick skin bitch that I am, I'm asking myself, why do I feel this way when I'm generally on the thick skin side of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's when I realized, oh my God, everything that we know from what we read, to what we watch, to what we were taught, right? There was a subliminal message all along, right? For us to work harder, especially if we are women.
Yep.
I don't want this to sound really dramatic.
Okay.
Please still take it very casual. It is just a realization.
Okay. We are here to share, yes.
So, okay, let's talk about my nephew, Casper.
Yes.
Remember when he turned 3 years old and I was thinking what toys to buy from him? Do you remember what I bought for him, Nina?
I don't actually.
I actually bought him a huge cooking kitchen.
Masa-masa kind.
Yes. So I got him a red and white one, right? There was two choices, red and white or pink. Right? So I got him the red and white one, and it was a cooking set. It was huge, and he could stand and cook, and there were like microwave and all jazz, right?
Yep.
Do you know why I did that?
Let me guess. It's because you want him to know that boys also can be in the kitchen.
Yes! Babe! Yes! People tend not to buy these for boys, right? People tend to buy masa-masa for females.
Yeah.
And most females, I would say most, not all, right? But most females who grow up playing dolls, masa-masa.
Yeah.
I don't know how atrocious it is, but I've actually seen a miniature dustpan.
Domestic, the whole domestic set.
Like, I've seen people's kids play with the fake vacuum and I'm utterly horrified.
No, I agree with you.
Right? It's a thing.
Yeah. It's like making your daughter into a domestic goddess from young.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
I would like to say, from very, very young, right, what is available is what it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Correct.
And I'm not going to say I'm going to blame the parents for not choosing the right toys or what, but I'm saying that these are available. These are the choices presented to parents.
Correct,
right?
Yeah.
What this kind of thing do is from very, very young, it already sets something called context. It sets the context and it starts to shape your narrative. Okay, it's from the first thing that you do.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you are the kind of girl that grows up playing masa-masa, naturally, very, you don't need somebody to tell you very overtly. Mm. But you already know the message is, okay, this is okay for me.
Yeah.
Right? Whether you're okay or not, you don't know.
Yeah.
But you think, okay, this should be okay. Mm. This should be fine. Mm. You know?
I agree because, right, I remember when I was young, right?
Yeah.
I'm always being put in a dress.
Yeah.
And I don't like dresses. Mm. But it just occurred that it's only right that I need to wear a dress. Mm-hmm. As much as this is the amount of discomfort that I don't like as a kid, I have to be accustomed to like, yes, girls have to wear dress. Mm. Yeah. So I understand when you say you want to buy masa-masa for Casper, right?
Yeah.
Because you want him to know that it is...
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. And to be fair, usually when you look at toys like cars, they will anger towards the boys.
Correct. Mm. So that then I thought, toys are just toys, right? But it's kind of a reflection of society. That's why people make this kind of toys.
Mm.
During your growing up, do you face anything like that?
I think more of because I'm a girl, right? Then I'm unable to play with boy toys. Because you know, like, boy toys, sorry.
Oh.
So because I'm a girl, right, I'm not encouraged to play with toys that are meant for boys. Because my nanny brought up a lot of kids at once, right? So they are boys, they are girls. And, you know, there's always this segregation of, okay, the girls will do this and the boys will do that. Likewise, when I was in school. Mm. Like, if we have a school performance, the girl would usually do the dance, you know, and all this. And the boy probably do, like, wushu or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, the more masculine activities always go to the guys. Yeah, girls must know how to play the piano, do ballet. But why cannot boys also do ballet with me? If I like Benjamin in class, I want him to join me in ballet. Why cannot? Why his parents don't let him?
Correct. Yes. No, exactly my point. So you get it, right? Like, yeah. No, I'm questioning, like, we are still sending our little girls to ballet.
Yeah.
We are still not sending our Winston, our Thomas.
Yes.
You know,
correct.
Our Wei Jie, yes, to ballet.
Yeah.
So, Wei Jie going other class.
Yes. Because Wei Jie must go wushu.
Yeah, or Wei Jie must go computer club.
Yes. Why?
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I say this is the biggest conspiracy of all. Like, why are we not stopping this?
I think it's because, honestly, one thing that I feel is a very big part is also the media portrayal. Because when you look at, for example, like TV shows, right? Usually the mother is the one at home doing the cooking, doing the cleaning.
Correct.
Then the father go out and work.
Correct. Babe, so that's what you see, right? Mm. It's like a vicious cycle that just goes on and on. And if nobody says, oh my God, this is the biggest conspiracy, I have woken up, I am Neo from the Matrix, I have eaten the pill and I see things in a different way, we will never be able to escape this cycle.
Correct. Yeah.
So I went to go and figure out who started this shit, right? Mm. Which of us idiots started this shit? And I realized, hey, it's because, you know, last time we got a World War One, and then we got a World War Two, correct? Mm. And then after World War Two, what happened was that, you know, the men came back from the war,
mm-hmm,
and the women were doing the jobs, right? But after they came back from the war, then the women went back home, right? Mm. And then they started this industrialization and everything, right? And guess what?
Right.
All of the business owners, all of the media owners, all of the marketing brand owners, newspaper owners, they are all men.
Okay.
And that is why it became the way it is. Because then they start writing these stories from their perspective.
Mm,
and it just so happened they were the only perspective available, which they took it as the truth.
Right.
And because of that, the base setting, I imagine, mm-hmm, like we rewind factory setting.
Okay, okay.
The factory setting of it all is actually by all these men.
Right.
And the world seen from their perspective.
Right.
So that is where we start. And that is why this thing is happening.
Right.
Right. So that is at least a little bit of history about that.
Mm.
To be honest, when we were doing this episode, the research, I think my producers put in the PS, right? They put that PS, we are Gen Zs and we don't really see much of this happening anymore.
Mm.
Just saying.
Yeah.
But I would like to say, you can say it's not happening, right? But do you know why it happened? Because I feel like if we don't know why it became the way it is, you can never really solve it at the root of the problem.
Mm.
You know, you're kind of, again, just going with the flow.
Mm.
But we never know why it even come about and what are the distinctive steps we need to take to get out of the cycle. Mm. Basically, you know, get out of the matrix.
Mm. So you remember when I was talking about like how it's being portrayed in the media, right?
Yes.
So there are a lot of examples like this one that our producers sent us, right? That ads were almost 6 times more likely to depict women performing some sort of domestic work as compared to men.
Correct.
And the number is quite alarming. It's 23-4. And this is a study by AWARE.
Correct, which means this is a local study.
Yeah.
Which means in the Singaporean context, in 2020, right?
Yeah.
This is still the case.
And it's very true because have you ever seen like, for example, you watch Channel 8?
Chen Hanwei, Xi Wan.
Chen Hanwei, Xi Wan, or like Zheng Binghui or Qi Yifu. You know what I mean? We don't see it happening, what, right or not?
Oh my God.
Yeah, and we don't see, for example, Zheng Hui Yishu yao jia ban. You know what I mean?
Babe, yes.
I'm trying to say something more relatable.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get what you mean.
So you see,
yes, the script itself is bad.
Yeah, the script itself already portray a kind of image that women or male is supposed to be. What, like 男人一定要加班, you know, like yes. The men are supposed to be the one that work overtime.
Correct.
Yeah, and yes. When you talk about breadwinner, you naturally think about men being the breadwinner.
Correct.
Yeah, so when it comes to this, yeah, I feel that in Singapore, gender equality is really not reflected yet in the media.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like perhaps it is, like I say, right, it's not anyone's fault. This is literally like a cycle that you need to wake up to get out on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, in a way, like, who is going to write a script that says, Zheng Yi Jia Ban? If they don't know that, you know, this perpetuates the narrative in a very negative way.
Yeah, exactly. And it would be more encouraging if we were to watch Zheng Binghui Xi Yi, right or not, Tei Binghui doing the like laundry one.
I'm sorry. Sorry, that the image just made me laugh because it's not what I imagined. Wow, I've been brainwashed. Okay, yes.
Right.
Yes.
So I think it really needs to start from somewhere.
It does need to start from somewhere. And you, if you guys don't, if you remember, right?
Mm.
You remember the Auntie Lucy?
Yes.
Said by the
Danish Chu.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, he is a guy, but he literally have to become Auntie Lucy.
Yeah.
This auntie character to sell Mama Ling Mo. No, why can't Danish Chu sell Mama Ling Mo? Because he's Danish Chu.
Yeah,
why
exactly.
Must he become Auntie Lucy?
Oh my God.
Then sell Mama Ling Mo.
Why? That's right. Why Zhou Chongqing cannot sell dishwashing liquid soap by himself?
By his own merit, yeah. That he is a man. He don't wash plates, man.
You know? Exactly. Yeah. Oh my God, this is mind-blowing suddenly.
Right. Are you not mind-blown? So, now, right?
Wow.
No, now that I look at the world in a different perspective, I also show you something very exciting.
What?
So, the other day, I went to Mandy's new house.
Uh-huh.
So, he has never done housework, right? Because he used to live with his mom.
Uh-huh.
And then his, what is that? Bathtub was blocked.
Yeah.
Then he's like, oh no, we need to call the plumber. Like, I think we need to fix the bathtub. And I said, babe, you don't need nothing. You just need Mr. Muscle. And then I'll stop myself. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Why is that cleaning product called Mr. Muscle?
Whoa.
Like, why? Because you...
He's strong.
Yeah, no. Because is it you're trying to tell me that this is a hero that's coming to save me because I have a domestic issue that I can't help my... You know, that I need a Mr. Muscle image to come and save me. Like, why why do I need this heroic image? Because bitch is the one that's cleaning this damn...
Oh my God, yeah!
Bathtub, you know?
It should be called Miss Period Pain.
Yes! Why is Miss Period Pain?
Right.
Or why is not Miss... I don't
Miss
know.
Miss Capable of doing anything.
I don't even care. Why, you know, do we put all these things subliminally, right? And you might think, huh, it's not that bad. But it is bad because secretly in your head, you'd be like, oh, Mr. Master, okay, this image is in my head. Oh, and then he's coming to help me solve this.
But that is a
grime
woman,
and dirt issue. But
it's a woman doing
yes,
it.
Yes, but you are the woman on your, you know, knees, you know, scrubbing that damn thing, you know? So wow. Why like that?
Wow, I'm very mind blown right now.
So I kept thinking, right? And then I see more and more things around me.
Picking up all this really.
That is like, ooh, why is this happening? And then I get so... I just think so much about it that I feel the need to see if y'all notice such things as well. And now that we think about it, okay, let's just think about advertisement. More taping waste.
Okay.
Things which are very expensive. Okay, cars. Think of the advertisements.
It was never the girl driving the car.
It is never the girl driving the car. And you know what is worse? The girls are usually lying across la, in front la, holding yes. the tire, touching the boot.
Dude, nothing related to the car.
Yeah. And then she is always usually in this skimpy or hot outfit.
Like racing girl kind of outfit.
Yeah. Like she is never the driver one, you know. Right? She's always the one, you know, like
doing things that are irrelevant.
Correct. Like babe, you know the boot very hot. When yes, the car drives, you cannot drape yourself at in front. You will burn your stomach. It's not right.
Holy.
Right.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and then you see the car washing ad. Why the girls washing?
Because with their bodies.
Girl, you do not. You use a cloth. But that's it. If the guy is driving the car, shouldn't that damn fucker be washing his own damn car?
Yes.
Right.
Oh wow.
Car is a very unisex thing. Yeah. You drive, I drive, my mother drives. Yeah, yes. You know, it's very unisex. But it's also portrayed as, oh, this thing is valuable. Yeah. Right? Then the guy will be in the front. And the girl is in a supporting role.
Correct.
Yeah. And then the only lead role she gets to play is if she is playing in
feminine...
In a very male gaze kind of way. Mm. Like, you are that slut drape across the board. that kind. Mm. Right. And I was asking myself, hey, what a duck.
Yeah.
Did you realize? And then, okay, think about it. You like to drink a lot of whiskey, right? Mm-hmm. You think of all the advertisements. It's always those like... the James
George
Bond
Clooney
guy
come out.
George Clooney.
Oh.
And then they drink, and then they like, oh, Silver Fox, and they are so wise. Babe, Meryl Streep cannot drink, man. Helen Mirren cannot drink, man. Zheng Huiyu cannot drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Man. Why? And nowadays, right, when I watch any show, I just notice the ads because it is a source of entertainment to me to figure out, oh my god, they're doing it again.
Yeah.
So now I'm just very excited over this kind
no,
of thing.
You make me very excited also because I'm thinking in my head, what can I pick out?
Yes, it's everywhere from the beer advertisements to everything. And you just think about it. What kind of advertisement you remember? You remember Tiger advertisement? Last time got one with Jessica Alba.
Oh, yes.
Do y'all remember?
I know.
Babe, she played a next to useless role.
Yeah.
I would like y'all to say that she recently got her company IPO. Bitch is a smart girl.
Mm.
But when she was in our Tiger ad, all she did was like, oh. I can't remember the storyline, but it was just she come into a room and then people run out and then she's confused. And then a few guys gave her drinks and she said, okay, sure.
Hey, now that you mentioned...
What kind of script is that?
You know Heineken also got this ad, right? The guy are supposed to take the passport and go into another world, right? Then they're like, oh! Then they go inside, then the girl all like just serving, standing there and serving drinks in skimpy outfit. Why cannot the guy serve drinks in skimpy outfit also?
Yes! No, oh. If we are going the skimpy route, everybody be skimpy together.
Just wear a triangle and cover whatever you want to cover lah.
Right!
Oh!
Right now that you realize, oh my god, like why are they making objects, literally objects, even masculine and feminine in the media? It's so scary, isn't it?
I know why. Okay, this is my theory.
Mm.
Because right, this is what it is, right? So they want to make it relatable to what these people are receiving it, what? Without actually changing.
Correct.
They just want to fit into that mold of I'm catering to guys for this product.
Correct.
Then bang.
Why is nobody waking up from the matrix? Like, which marketeer is coming out to say, oh my god, we really wake up already? You know? We gotta wake up at a certain point and realize all this kind of shit.
But to be fair, I feel that at least in our generation and in our lifetime, we will be able to at least see some changes.
Correct.
Yeah, because there are a lot of movements, a lot of activists, you know, yes. especially in America, they're actually trying to change things mm-hmm. already. And also highlighting on all these things, of course not as detailed as yours, and not as detailed as mine, but on a general level, bringing it across as something that is problematic mm-hmm. to daily lives of women and men as well.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, and I think it's so important that we start recognizing yes. all this. And if we see a brand mm. that is really trying to push women to the forefront, for example, mm. I can just say, you know, Lucasfilm, they got the newer Star Wars whereby the Jedi is that female girl. Mm-mm-mm. And I was like, yes, because... You know, I you know sometimes when guys watch this kind of show, they be like, ooh, this is, they want to do female empowerment. Then they laugh mm, a bit. Mm, mm, mm. Don't laugh, ah. This is very important to us, ah.
Yeah, and when you laugh, right, means that you're not conforming also, ah. You're not receptive about it.
If you are laughing, right, you are also saying, right, I am supporting myself never being able to cry in public.
Yes.
Because this is a prison that traps us all.
Correct.
Male and female. So yep. don't laugh when these kind of shows are happening.
Correct,
okay?
Correct.
So, you know, if you ever see this kind of thing, go and support it. I think at least, okay, if you want to take away any actionable items, apart from now looking at ads with a weird eye and be like, ooh, sexism a bit, you know. But now, right, I think you can really start to at least support mm. brands that mm. are done by not just women, mm. but just, you know, the minorities. Because I guess yes. it's just so hard to break out of the cycle.
Correct. Yeah.
And speaking about our media, right? Uh-huh. Do you remember last year we did the sex toy one?
Oh, yay!
Correct, yes. right? Can I ask you a question? Uh-huh. Why is sex toy still like a hush-hush topic? You know why?
Why?
The same thing that happened. Those people who used to own the media so many years ago, they decided that female hygiene, feminine hygiene products, right, uh-huh. is not something that they understand. It's uh-huh. not something that these men are comfortable with. Uh-huh. Therefore, they put it at the corner at the back of the room. And then they themselves started this, you know, hush-hush behavior right. around it. Which is why it will perpetrate until today.
Yes, because nobody ever dared to put it in the face and say, this is a female product.
Yeah. Guys, y'all came out of your mother's vagina literally drenched in a vagina blood. So, why are we so scared and then putting it at the corner and the back of the room?
Yeah. And why do they even feel, like, weird when they watch, you know, ads or scenes about these kind of
correct.
Things.
Remember we did an episode and we say, like, why are guys so afraid of a menstrual product?
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
is why, because, like, there is just no one to tell us to break out of this cycle. Mm. But today we are telling you to. But yeah.
So you know why or not? All of you who are listening, right, if yes. you ever pick out any brands or products or ads or commercial that is like this, right, leave it down in the comment below. So we can laugh together.
Correct. Yeah. Oh my god, that would be so interesting, fun, right? Eh. But Mr. Muscle was the one, you know. I was so critical because I was just so upset. And it was just last week, right? And that's mm. why it was like in the forefront of my mind. I was mm. like, who are you? No. Like, my mother cleaned this toilet. I've never seen my father step inside. Mm. Then why is a hero a man?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I get what you mean. Sometimes in the media, right, it mm. always make the guy look like the good person. Like, mm. for example, the girl fall down. Mm. And then the guy will come in and be the hero. Whereas, okay, in real life, right, if I were to fall down, right, I don't want anybody to help me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you don't need that kind of image in your head whereby, oh, you need a guy or a girl.
Correct.
Either way, to help you. We are all, like, humans in general.
Correct. And that is another point to keep people in this cycle. Mm-hmm. Did you know they are secretly counter narratives, mm-hmm. right, that makes people scared to break out of this cycle? Oh,
like,
for example, maybe to be a young, thin, beautiful girl is the best, right? Uh-huh. I mean,
let's just say that, sense, right? Yeah.
Then they put in other images that scare us a little bit. For example, if you are fat mm-hmm. and then you don't make it to school and then you are the outcast.
Right.
And then in the media, it always portrays if you're fat a bit, you're not going to make it, like, to the popular club. You're not going to make it anywhere else. Mm. Okay.
You always get bullied.
Correct. Mm. And then any story that is, if you're a nerd and you want to get a guy, you got to make over.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's true.
I know. You will always have to make over into somebody chill. Like, you cannot start a nerd and end a nerd and still be successful. And you need a makeover somehow one. You know, that kind of vibe. And then, like, as you get a little bit older, right, I guess the perception is that what, who we are la, and what people say about us, right? This term is called 剩女.
Oh, which translates to the leftover women's.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Which also means that, you know, there's also a ideal path, okay, which is to get married and whatever. And if you choose to be out of it, they will start calling you very negative term just to scare you so you follow the mold again.
Right.
You know, and you know, what's the worst part? It's like the stronger the you are, the more you don't want to follow, the worse names you get called, the older you get.
Correct.
Babe. Okay, just now when we talk about older men in the media, right? Mm-hmm. They're always portrayed as quite hot,
sexy,
a bit
daddy.
They're really quite daddy, yeah.
Correct.
Right? But if we're thinking about this mommy, this hot woman image, right? Who, apart from Meryl Streep and Helen Mirren, who else? Who else? Tell me in the local context, who?
Jing Ying Ji.
And she's recently new because bitch did it for herself, that TikTok video, okay? But prior to that, do you think she was valued as as a wise, sexy, smart woman in the media?
She's
ever?
Always acting as grandmother.
Yes, and this grandmother role, tell me about it, it's always a bit hysterical, it's always the crazy mother-in-law, you know, the wife that the husband died and she couldn't take it and then she go a bit weird. Can you imagine, we are really bombarded by, like, if you choose to be a little bit off, off that
off
path,
that, yeah.
You are called no names that's ever good one.
Yeah, like, other than 剩女, like the leftover women, why can't we be the young, independent, sexy women of free will in the 30s?
Correct. Right, and it is so scary. If you're older, a bit fine, a young guy, cougar. Like, just think of all the terms. There is literally no positive term if you are out of line.
Yeah. That is also very true.
Yeah, and you learn that from you are young.
Yeah.
When you're young, you're not cute enough, you know, not quiet enough, okay? Sweet enough.
Not demure, not gentle.
Correct. All girls must sit this certain way.
Yes.
And then you grow up a little bit, right? Don't be too slutty.
Yes, don't. Oh, and you know what? The most recent one I heard is, Nina, you are too opinionated. That's why it's very hard for you to find guys.
Yeah. No, that's why I said you are out of line.
Mm.
Because the ideal that this media has been portraying is that girls should talk. Don't be too stupid. But don't talk too much. Yeah. Shut up when you are supposed to.
And then sometimes be stupid also.
Yes. Exactly.
So confusing.
No. So do you know what I mean by as a woman?
Mm-hmm.
You start to realize, oh my God, in every stage of my life, I am never enough.
Correct.
I'm literally never enough.
It brings back to that point which I finally understand now.
Correct. Like, I am literally, you know, that's why sometimes I get be like, why are my sisters like, sometimes they emo and lie in bed? Because we have never been told that we're enough. We've always been told that your hair can be a bit shinier.
Yeah,
you know, your mouth can be a bit less chapped.
Yes.
No, like, you...
No, I relate to that.
You really just can't be like, your eyelashes could be a bit longer, babe.
Yes, correct.
Right,
like, draw your eyebrows a bit thicker.
No, and it's so scary because this really only applies to us.
Yeah, you don't see us going to guys and say, hey, your lips are so chapped.
Exactly, like, bro, you need a bit of blusher.
Yes. you need to do eyebrow embroidery.
Correct.
Holy.
And you get it when, you know, sometimes girls, we say that at the end of the day, we do it for ourselves. But if we know this and we still choose to do it, great.
Yes.
But if we don't know this and we do it, we're actually being part of that cycle and it will just repeat itself over and over. And then boys are listening in now, they must be like, ooh. I hope you think that this is quite cool because I think it is quite cool.
Yeah.
That you guys have not been bombarded with...
Yeah, man.
All these things. Even, you know, shaving, right?
Yeah.
Guys, optional. Do whatever y'all's like. But girls, you better shave here, there, everywhere, and your products at the bottom shelf. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I'm a bit like so overloaded with this because these are so real that even for me, right, I don't think about it, you know. Like, I just follow the motion.
Yeah.
And even if I get criticized or, you know, I get people say me or what, I just like, yeah, take it. You know, like, instead of actually doing something about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or at the very least, educate people that this is not right because I feel this way.
Yeah. Right? And I guess this is just an episode whereby we hope somehow you will see what I saw in the last 3 months. Mm. And then, you know, we can... I think it's quite interesting lah to look at world in this new lens.
Yes.
And I found this new lens 3 months ago. And I was so excited. Mm. I wanted to share with everyone. So I think whether you're a guy or a girl, I hope you're excited to see the world like that. And I'm saying... there's no one to be blamed here.
Yes.
It's literally the way it is because I already said the history.
Mm.
Right? There's really no one we can blame because it is a cycle.
Mm.
There's no one to blame, but there is a way out. And that is if we recognize it.
Correct.
And we choose not to be a part of it.
Correct. Yes. And I don't want to be a part of it.
So, this brings me to the last point before we close this up.
Mm.
That is, you know, I really actually during these 3 months thought about, should we change up the name The Thirsty Sisters into something a little bit more generic?
Yeah.
Because I found out that actually a lot of guys listen to this podcast. It's quite crazy. Like, we are quite evenly split 50-50.
Yes.
And sometimes I see like those IT guys and they'll say that he listened to your podcast. I can be like, what? Really?
Mm.
But it seems like I really wanted to, you know, make this more like universal for guys and girls.
Yeah.
But then now that I think about it, I'm actually very happy that it is called The Thirsty Sisters because at least there is a show, and it's ours,
yes,
that, you know, like the women pronoun is front and center instead of the other way around, which is more common, right?
Mm.
And I also hope to do one thing, which is I hope when we tell, like, you know, stories when we like talk about generic things, right? We usually use the he pronoun.
Mm-hmm.
I would really want to make a conscious effort to use the she pronoun instead.
Mm.
Just so that I can tell myself that I recognize I'm in a cycle.
Yeah.
I am really trying to break out of it.
Mm.
Yeah. I think that's just something I want to do, like, for myself.
It's just some little efforts that you are going to take to also change things so that people who are around you can also be aware of it.
So, everyone. No, wait, let me change that. So, ladies.
Okay.
Let's conclude today's episode. And, by the way, I found out...
What?
...that we are actually quite highly reviewed on Apple Podcasts.
Wow.
Yeah, it must be from the IT guys. But I found out that you can actually rate us from like 0 to 5.
Uh-huh.
We are quite close to 5. So if you think we are a 5, please go and rate us on Apple Podcasts. Although I do not know how to do it.
I also didn't know until today that we actually got reviews there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So for you have done that. Wow. Thank you so much.
Mm.
And you know, if you have left us comments, you know, gave us likes, followed us, thank you so much as well.
Mm.
We hope today's episode has been eye-opening. I think it's a real conspiracy, right? No.
Right.
Yes.
It's so real. I know. I'm so exhausted from this conversation because it's like eating.
Because you
my
know it's real.
Yes. God,
right? So we want to know, okay, if you're listening on YouTube, okay,
please,
or on our IG also, just leave us, like, you know, just samples of these kind of advertisements or, you know, any kind of books or anything that you've seen portrayed in the media that's like that. And then, like, you know what Nina said, right?
Mm.
We can sit down and go, there you go.
Yes.
I think it's just to point out that there you go, we're in a cycle.
And
it's just like that.
And it's not just for women only, because the examples we give are mainly for women. There are also some that's angled towards guys, man.
Correct. And like I said, this cycle traps us all in.
Correct.
It. Yes.
Yes.
Mm. So, Nina, are you going to snap yourself wearing my fortune cat mask?
Wait, that was weak. That was weak. Wait, one more time.
Oh, yeah. So thank you for watching another episode on the Thirsty Sisters TTS. And we will see you next time. I'm Sylvia.
I'm Nina.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Cue music.